WOR airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arne are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Now, back to Arne and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. With me here is in the studio is Don Goldberg and our special guest, Mark Kaler. And we're talking about green foods, green magma, green magma plus, and perhaps we could talk a little bit about some of their other products, including some pet products that you may want to take a look at. Okay, let's talk to Sally from Brooklyn. Thanks for waiting, and what's your question?
My question is, I suffer from chronic constipation and dry mouth. Would any of the green food products help me?
Well, you know, I don't know if they were designed for that, but some people find that when they do take some of the green food products, that that does seem to be something that happens. But I'm not sure. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I would certainly add it in. I mean, if there's a chronic constipation problem, obviously the GI tract's out of balance, and, you know, there may be some nourishment issues. I think certainly it would be a thing to add. While it's not a green product, there's an herbal blend called Triphala, which is an Ayurvedic blend of, of three fruits, which is a wonderful tonic for kind of toning up that the colon as well as keeping things moved through. It's not a depleting laxative like most laxatives are. It actually tones and kind of increases the energy of the GI tract, as well as having some other benefits. But Triphala would be an herb I would
add. How do you spell that, please?
It's T-R-I-P-H-A-L-A.
It's made by a number of companies. We have a few of them here at the Wilner at Wilner Chemists. Solary makes it. I guess a couple of others. I know Solaray, and there's an Ayurvedic line that we carry that has it. So it's available. So you may want to give that a try. It's a good comment, Mark. All right. Did you have any other questions, Sally? Or?
Yes, I wanted to know, can anything, could I use any of your products for dry mouth that tends to come to the fore only at night?
Are you on any medication?
No.
Well, what has your doctor said is the cause of the dry mouth syndrome?
He didn't know.
Well, if your doctor doesn't know, I don't think we can really guess over the radio. It sort of depends on what the underlying cause is. I don't think that's something that we can help you with.
All right. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks for the call, Sally. Okay, let's go on to our next caller, Nina from Queens. How can we help you, Nina?
Yeah, my question is, I'm 5 months pregnant, and I'm wondering about
congratulations.
Safety. Oh, thank you.
Okay. And you want to know if you could take the barley grass products?
And also, like, what's the price of it?
Okay, well, I don't see why not, but go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, there's no reason for anybody not to take it. Infants, children, adults, older individuals, dogs, cats, it's pretty much good for everybody.
Is there anything else that it's so confusing because there are so many different things that, you know, one can take. How does one know, you know, what they should be taking? Is it if you have high blood pressure, take this kind of vitamin? Like, it's so confusing.
Well, that's exactly why a place like Wilner Chemists is in existence. If you want to go someplace where you can get some reasonable, factual guidance on what supplements to take in your individual situation, stop by one of our Wilner Chemist stores, talk to one of our pharmacists or nutritionists, and we will help you with that decision. I think hopefully you can tell by the tone of our radio show here that we're not going to try to push anything down your throat. We're going to, you know, because we don't think we need to. We think there's enough scientific basis for a good rational regimen program that we don't need to try and you know, do any kind of heavy duty marketing on you. Okay, pregnancy is you really I hope that you've already had some guidance, because you should have started doing some special things even before you got pregnant.
Prenatal.
Yeah, you know, prenatal vitamins. Now, by the way, one of the things on the Green Foods website that I think might be a little misleading, they have an FAQ section, a frequently asked questions, and one of the questions that they list there is exactly what you ask: can you take a Green Magma or Magma Plus or whatever during a pregnancy? And their answer might be interpreted as saying that this would be an excellent prenatal vitamin. It's not a prenatal vitamin, okay? There are certain special characteristics of a prenatal vitamin that you're not going to get in Green Magma. It's an excellent thing to take along with your prenatal vitamin, and there's no reason why you could not take it, okay? So that's really, I think, the best answer.
Yeah, if I can chime in a little bit, I agree. It's definitely not a prenatal vitamin. I mean, you got to get your folic acid and things up there. But this is another reason why, like the Green Magma product by itself, that you're not mixing a bunch of different things in there, you know, where there may be some things that may not be as safe for a pregnant individual. And I also certainly understand, your confusion about, you hear so many different things. One day you hear this is good in the press, the next day you hear it's no good in the press. You know, there's a lot of back and forth and a lot of different sources putting out information there. And if I can chime in as an outsider and someone who has traveled this country and been in many, many health food stores, you really are blessed in that Wilner's staff is probably the finest in the country as far as being able to support you and give the information you're looking for. So I would encourage you to go down and talk to the people in the store.
Just the way we plan you to say that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
The other part of Nina's question, she asked about price. If you the easiest way to get that kind of information, folks, is if you have internet access, go to our website, www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. If you wanted, for example, like in this case, to see the Green Foods products, we have a number of ways of looking for products right on the home page. One of them is, quote, by manufacturer, unquote. There's a little box. All you do is you click on a little pull-down menu. You go down, you select Green Foods. You click on that, and you'll get a listing of all of the Green Foods products, a list price, and our current price. So you can see all of the pricing right there, up-to-date pricing, and which products are available. That'll give you that information, right at your fingertips. Okay?
All right. We thank you for the call, Nina, and good luck. All right, we've been talking to you about Green Foods products, particularly the Green Magma. Mark Kaler is here, and he's talking to us about it. And Mark feels that the Green Magma product is the main product to try. I would agree, certainly to start out with that. But, they have other impressive products. I also really like the Magma Plus and the Veggie Magma. We haven't had a chance, Don, to tell the folks what's in those products, because I think it's pretty impressive. I don't, unfortunately, have a bottle with me here, but I know that Veggie Magma has some pretty terrific ingredients: carrots, kale, and.
I've got it's on their website here. Ingredients: Veggie Magma, powdered juice from organically grown young barley grass, organic maltodextrin, by the way, a complex carbohydrate, alfalfa juice, carrot juice, tomato juice, celery juice, dried spinach. Oh, geez, somebody just tapped me on the forehead, told me I could have had it. No, celery, dried spinach, cilantro juice, broccoli juice, broccoli sprout juice, dried green pepper. Oh, I don't like green peppers. Cucumber juice, dried kale, red beet juice, shiitake extract, ginger root extract, dried garlic, and aloe vera. How's that, Sam? You see that? You ask, and I give. Okay.
And that was all done by memory, too.
Yeah. I just pulled that right off the top of my head there. Okay. Now, if you want to, I think it's a good point, Sam. I'm glad you Good day. All right, let's look at the Magma Plus, okay? Again, I know it's confusing, folks. Green Magma is the basically just the straight young barley juice extract, okay? What I just read to you was what they call a veggie magma, which is the green barley juice, obviously, and all those vegetable extracts. Now, the other product that we've mentioned is called Magma Plus. And I'm not talking about volcanic rock here. I'm talking about a young barley grass. And what's in the Magma Plus? Well, where's the ingredients?
If memory doesn't, if sir,
yeah, here we
right?
go. Okay, it's a long. Oh, wow. Okay. Powdered juice from organically grown young barley grass, mixed vegetables, carrot, wheatgrass, alfalfa, lettuce, cabbage, daikon radish, bean sprouts, celery, tomatoes, spinach, kale, organic maltodextrin, lecithin, bee products, honey, bee pollen, and royal jelly, mixed fruits, apple, banana, pineapple, papaya, mango, raspberry, chicory root extract, the source of fructooligosaccharides, FOS, wheat germ extract, probiotic cultures, spirulina, chlorella, licorice root extract, a koi extract, I don't know what that is,
what
vitamin E, acerola extract, organic brown rice, red beet extract, milk thistle extract, echinacea purpurea extract, Siberian ginseng extract, American ginseng extract, astragalus extract, aloe vera, green tea extract, ginger root extract, stevia extract, reishi mushroom extract, cayenne pepper, garlic, cat's claw extract, yucca root extract, ginkgo biloba extract, Garcinia cambogia extract,
okay.
glucomannan, bilberry extract, grapeseed extract,
boy.
Enzymes, lipase, amylase, and protease.
Ooh.
I think I see why Mark likes the green magma better than Magma Plus.
What was the question? Okay.
Anyway.
Just so you know, the COEX is Job's Tears, which you may be familiar in macrobiotic circles.
What's that?
COEX is Job's Tears. It's more commonly known that in the States.
Oh, Job's Tears. Okay.
Of
well,
course.
Let's not. We won't cry over Job's over spilled. Never mind.
If you're just tuning in, what you just heard was the ingredient listing on a product we're talking about, Green Foods Magma Plus.
Right.
So if that doesn't impress you, you know, I don't know what will. But
I'll tell you what, Sam. You know, I would like to have Mark, and maybe we should do this right after the this next break. But I'd like to at least have Mark briefly comment on the two products for pets that have been specifically designed, a barley dog and barley cat, I believe they're called. Because I know a lot of our listeners have pets, and
right.
I think there's an interesting connection between pets and this type of product. So maybe after we come back from the break. Mark could do that for us?
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, and we're talking with Mark Kaler, who's helping us out today, talking about green food products, featuring the Green Magma product. Okay, tell us, Mark, that there are a couple of other products for animals. Could you describe them for us?
Yeah, there's two products, one called Barley Dog and one called Barley Grass. It's the exact same.
Barley Cat.
Barley Cat, I'm sorry. What
barley.
I say?
Barley Grass.
Sorry, my mistake.
Barley Cat Grass.
Right, there you go.
All right.
It's the exact same barley grass juice powder that's used in the human products.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just mixed. The only things added into it to make it a little different are there's some nutritional yeast and some garlic in there. And it's really designed to do all the things that we'd want it to do in humans. That's detoxifying. Very rich in enzymes, and this is really important because most of us are giving our animals dried, heavily processed foods that are basically enzymatically void of anything. It's a great deodorizer, as chlorophyll is. And if anybody's had dogs and cats around the house, they know that that can be a benefit as far as the breath or as far as other gaseous-related conditions. It can improve the quality of their skin and their coat, revitalize older dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rejuvenating to them. You know, I mean, most of us who have animals are aware that dogs and cats will tend to eat grass on their own.
Right.
So it's something of a natural part of their diet. There's a lot of debate about why they're actually eating the grass. Some people thought it was to kind of soothe their stomach or as a laxative or, you know, to help with worms. Other people say if they're looking for nutritional replacement of deficiencies in their food.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they just don't know why they do it. They know that they do it. One of the problems, though, with them eating the grass themselves is that grass is fairly abrasive. It has barbs in it that can actually irritate the mucosal membrane of the gastrointestinal tract. So this is a good way to kind of give them this nutritional benefit mm-hmm. without some of the risks that you run with grass itself.
So what, do you just spoon it into their food?
Yeah, you can just sprinkle it on their food, depending on how sensitive their taste buds are. You know, anytime you change their food, it's always a little trick. So start off with just a pinch on their food and then gradually increase it over time.
I guess, you know, some dogs are pretty big and some are small or medium size. So I guess dosage would be different.
It's one of those things that you can't give them too much of it. So, you know, you're very safe in that sense. But, yeah, you know, for a smaller dog, a dachshund, a chihuahua or something like that, you're talking, you know, maybe a half a teaspoon for a larger breed dog, Rhodesian Shepherd or something like that. You know, you may be talking, you know, heaping teaspoon for them.
Okay, so that's Green Foods Barley Cat and Barley Dog.
And if they go to the website, there are a lot of testimonials of people written in who have been giving it to their dogs and cats and seen some pretty remarkable results with it.
Let's get back to our phones. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, we have a couple of lines open. Let's talk to Rob from Asbury Park. Hi, Rob. What can we do for you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Sam and Don and Mark. Great show.
Thank you.
Yes. Listen, I have, when you guys first came on, I heard Mark mention about Sun Colora, that your products that you have on the Green Foods is similar to that. I'm a Sun Colora user. I've been on it for 15 years as a maintenance, and I just was wondering if you had a product similar to that one. It's basically a dietary Colora supplement. It's a pulverized cell cell wall.
Chlorella.
A
chlorella is what it's actually called.
Yeah. I heard Mark mention when the program started that his product is similar to Sun Colora, if I understood right. And that's why I'm calling, because I've been on Sun Colora, like I said, 15 years now. It's a green product. It's a pulverized cell wall Colora.
Right.
And it basically, most people don't realize that green products do, you know, contain a lot of nutrients and antioxidants, but also the fact that you should, you know, like Sun Colora is translating it, it's actually representing vitamin A. So a lot of people really don't realize that, you know, things, you know, sun, green products do have a lot of, you know, vitamin A or vitamin D and such. And that's so, I've been taking vitamin A as a maintenance, like I said, for the last, you know, 15 years. And I sometimes I do go away from it and I can find it.
Do you have a question for
Mark, do green food concentrates contain preformed vitamin A and vitamin D?
Yeah, vitamin A, to the best of my knowledge, is a food that derived from animal products. I don't know of any plant
It contains beta carotene.
You can get beta carotene or other carotenoids, and the green magma is very rich in the carotenoids, and these are things that the body converts to vitamin A. But I don't know of any plant-based. It's possible there may be a sea vegetable out there that may have some in there, but I don't know of any. And with vitamin D, there's different types of vitamin D. There's D3, which is generally the most highly absorbed form, generally thought, and that's an animal-based vitamin D. There is D2, which can be found in a number of foods, and there's a mushroom called tremella, which is the highest source of vitamin D of any food supplement.
Oh, really?
But it's a D2 form, which is not nearly as highly absorbed.
Okay.
So, Rob, number one, before we get to the other parts of your question, I just wanted to correct. Maybe you meant vitamin A in the activity sense, in because all of these green foods, you know, if you want to be really hard-nosed about it, there are certain things that these green food concentrates are rich in, okay? They're rich in chloroform. They're rich in the carotenoids. They're also rich in certain essential fatty acids, by the way, you know, like the same way maybe flaxseed oil would be rich in some of these essential fatty acids. But you're not getting an appreciable amount of vitamin D or actual preformed vitamin A in any one of these green food concentrates. Now, the other similarity, if I can sort of take the first crack at your comment, you mentioned a disintegrated cell wall or something. If that's an important feature to you or to anybody else, then probably there are few products as appropriate to you as the green magma, because the green magma has you're looking at the juice, so the cell wall was left behind altogether. So if you're concerned about getting the benefits of a green food concentrate and worried about the fact that you've got to get them out of the cell, then really you couldn't do any better than going with the green magma, because they've extracted the juice from the plant cells. Okay? Now, the next part of your question, or the next answer to your question, as I see it, it comes down to a question that Sam and I had a slight disagreement about a couple weeks ago, and that is just how much of a difference is there between one type of green food source or concentrate and the other, okay? Here we're talking about a barley grass extract. You're talking about what? I guess this is an algae, a blue green algae type product.
It's like single cell green algae.
Yeah. Is there really, you know, is there really that much of a difference, Mark, between these types of products, or are they all, you know, forgetting minor differences, or are they all pretty much the same in the sense of their major benefits?
Yeah, boy, you put me on the spot on that one. You know, I think they're all good to take. I mean, I'm a big fan of chlorella. I'm a big fan of wheatgrass. I'm a big fan of spirulina. So I think the more of these greens you get, the better off. I personally don't like to get into this or that, or this is better than that. You know, it's like it's really comparing apples and oranges. Both of them are good for you. Both of them have strengths. You know, they each offer their own individual array of things. I would argue that the barley grass is safer in the long run than some of these algae products. It's probably more cost affordable, certainly as you look at the dosage amounts that you're taking and things. But I don't think you can go wrong with either. I mean, if you're really into chlorella and it's working for you, that's great. I take chlorella too. You know, if you're looking for something and you're concerned about bioavailability, certainly the green magma is going to have very, very high bioavailability and absorption as a result of that.
Well, I agree with your answer, Mark, and that's kind of what I would say. You know, if you've been taking any one product, a chlorella, the barley juice grass, a spirulina, whatever, and it's been working for you, that's fine. If you want to do more, which is kind of the reason that I sort of like products like the green, like the Magma Plus and the Veggie Magma, because I sort of like to hedge my bets, Mark, a little bit. You know, I kind of figure, well, you know, am I going to put all my money on the one thing, or am I going to maybe kind of cover a few other possibilities by taking a blend? And that's kind of you know what attracts me to the Magma Plus or the Veggie Magma. You know, if you really want to cover yourself, you can add more than one of these green food concentrates to your daily regimen.
And just so we know, people are clear, chlorella is in the Magma Plus, so it's in there along with spirulina and wheatgrass, so it does have both in there.
Okay. All right, Rob, I think that's about as good an answer as we can give you. I hope that was of some help.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Okay, let's go on to our next caller, Diane from Manhattan. How can we help you?
Hi. I know that I have to watch out for gluten-free food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And barley is on a list of foods to be avoided.
All right. Well, we actually had a caller in the first hour. Did you?
Oh, no. I missed.
Okay. It's okay.
I missed that first hour.
All right. Well, Mark, you want to just repeat what you had said about where this comes from, the barley that it comes
from?
Sure.
As I mentioned before, the barley grass we use is much more like a vegetable than it is a grain. It has been tested in our own labs as well as confirmed in independent labs. There is no gluten in the product. This is a grass. This is a vegetable. This is not a glutinous berry that you think of when you think of grains, whether it be a wheat berry or the barley grain and things like that. Mm-hmm. While they kind of derive from the same plant, you're really talking about a night and day difference as to what's actually in the material, the constituents, the components, the nutrients. They're very, very different, so you shouldn't have any worries with any gluten. Again, we test it. You can call the company, and they'll send you an independent lab confirmation of the gluten-free quality of the product.
Okay, Diane?
Plus, you know, Diane and anybody else who tuned in late, you can get all of this good information, technical information, the analysis, the testing, all these frequently asked questions, and, of course, that's one of them, by going to the Green Foods website, www.greenfoods.com, and you'll get you'll see the same information we've been telling you about.
Okay, let's go right back to the phones. Elaine from Newburg, New York. How can we help you today, Elaine?
Yes, hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I have just recently developed rheumatoid arthritis.
Hmm.
Yeah, very, very suddenly.
Right.
And I'm wondering whether the green magma would help with the anti-inflammatory process.
Well, you know, it certainly wouldn't hurt, but would it be anti-inflammatory for someone with this kind of condition, Mark?
Yeah, I think in a mild sense, I think the benefit it's going to give you in the long run is more going to be about kind of enhancing, improving the overall quality of life, you know, boosting the body so that the body can start dealing with what it needs to deal with in, you know, in an autoimmune disorder or in a rheumatoid arthritis condition and things. A slight aside, you know, not a green food product, but something I'm a huge fan of in rheumatoid arthritis are two things I can mention real quickly. One is turmeric, the common spice that's in curry. Turmeric.
Right.
Yeah, turmeric, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This is a nutrient that I think everybody should be taking. There is so much research on this product, incredible things that it does as far as being anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, as far as helping the cardiovascular system, even the immune system. There's just new research coming out every day. And I got to tell you, the only reason everybody's not talking about it is because it's a cheap common spice, so nobody really wants to go out and promote it. So I'd encourage you to look at turmeric. And the next is the medicinal mushroom, which I'm a big fan of for autoimmune-related conditions, and that is the reishi mushroom, which is spelled R-E-I-S-H-I. Get a reishi extract. It has a real interesting, unique ability to downregulate overactive elements of the immune system and upregulate underactive elements of the immune system. So it has some real positive benefits as well as being anti-inflammatory. It's even compared in a study to prednisone to be as effective as the pharmaceutical drug. So I would encourage you to look at both those substances.
My answer is that the products like a green magma or magma plus would be a helpful component of an overall regimen for somebody with your condition. It's just that if you were going to start picking only certain supplements to take, there are probably others that are higher up on the list that would be more directly a beneficial, such as the couple things that Mark mentioned.
Sometimes it's identified as curcumin as well.
So. Yeah, and, you know, basically anything also that will just help by reducing inflammation in general, you know, obviously that's not the cause of your problem, but that's the symptom. So a good, powerful omega-3 fish oil, EPA, DHA-type concentrate would probably be good, too. It's something that you should come by and talk to one of our pharmacists at Wilner Chemist. We could give you some overall advice on it. But, again, the green foods, they're rich in antioxidants, phytonutrients. Some of the anti-inflammatory essential oils might be in there. I'm not sure if there's as much in the because it's a juice extract. I don't know. That's an interesting question. But still, there's been research. We didn't really talk about it, Mark, the research on cardiovascular disease. But I wouldn't be surprised if some of the same rationale behind why it's helpful for cardiovascular disease would make it helpful for anything where there's inflammation.
Yeah, I agree completely with what you're saying. While there's been no research done directly on it, you can certainly infer from looking at the constituents and looking at other types of research about the promise for that.
Okay, it's time for us to end the show this week. We've enjoyed being with you. Hope you learned something. And thank Mark Kaler for being with us. We'll see you all next week, same time, same place, the Wilner Window. And, of course, you're all invited to visit us at our stores at 253 Broadway and 100 Park Avenue. See you next week, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.